You're listening to SBS News.
12 years after Iceland thumbed its nose at an international whaling ban and resumed commercial hunting, the country's industry is at the centre of a global storm. Images have emerged of a 30-metre-long animal harpooned and cut up for export to Japan. Nicola Bainan from Humane Society International says it's a blue whale, one of the largest creatures ever to have graced the earth.
It looks very much like the Icelanders have killed the first blue whale for over 50 years. Now that is a colossal crime against nature. It's unforgivable, and we can only hope that it's a wake-up call to the Icelandic government that commercial killing of whales does not belong in their country and does not belong in the 21st century.
With blue whale numbers estimated to have dropped to as few as 10,000 around the world, Iceland has launched an investigation. But the country's Prime Minister has been advised it was probably a hybrid whale. Blue and fin whales have been known to interbreed. But international anti-whaling advocates are in no doubt about its type. Sea Shepherd founder Paul Watson says he has viewed plenty of blue whales, dived with them in Western Australia, off the California coast and in the Southern Ocean. "I know a blue whale when I see one," he says, "and this whale slaughtered is a blue whale." According to whaling law expert Professor Don Rothwell, it's an untimely controversy for Japan, which is seeking to boost whaling numbers.
Incidents like the Icelandic blue whale just focus the attention of the international community on the merits or otherwise of undertaking commercial whaling. And so that will no doubt activate non-governmental organisations and persons who are implacably opposed to whaling to oppose Japan's measures here.
He says Japan is seeking to have the International Whaling Commission lift its 3-decade-long moratorium by changing the commission's voting structure.
Well, I think Japan would probably say that based on their scientific research programs that they've been conducting now on and off for nearly 30-odd years, that whale stocks have recovered to levels which will support some level of commercial whaling. And accordingly, the decisions that were made in the 1980s to place the moratorium are no longer warranted.
Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg says Australia's position remains clear, and he will strongly oppose any proposals that seek to overturn the moratorium or weaken the rules for making decisions on commercial whaling. The issue will come to a head in September, when IWC delegates gather for their biennial meeting in Brazil. Gareth Borum, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.